And now to the letters received by the Evening News these past 7 days. Delays on the railways and road closures are just two of the topics raised by the readers.
The ability of railway companies to explain delays by using various excuses, such as the wrong sort of snow and leaves on the line, is well known. Add to this hot weather, and predictably the readers will respond. Here are a few comments received online. Patrick K. Shepherd says, "As my father used to say, they have more excuses than my dog's got whiskers. When I worked for British Rail back in the 60s, the only time they had signal failures was when someone nicked the copper wires. Cannot remember hot or cold weather being a factor, or leaves and trees on the line. Must love that technology." Kirk says, "UK railways constantly going backwards, and with the new lightweight high-tech trains proposed, it can only get worse based on current activity. Look at Poland, minus 10 in the winter, plus 35 in the summer, and not only do they run, but they run on time." Antique Master says, "So the trains in hot countries like India stop running?" No, they don't. Martin Halstead says, "November to February, trains subject to immediate withdrawal because of snow stroke cold weather. March to May, trains subject to immediate withdrawal because of rain stroke high winds. June to August, trains subject to immediate withdrawal because of heat. September to October, trains subject to immediate withdrawal because of rain stroke slippery dead leaves on tracks. There may be a day or two on which they can actually run."
The disabled, especially those in wheelchairs, can often find their way blocked by motorists parking on pavements and the like. This is what concerns Carol Stevens of Thorpe St Andrew, and she writes, "Instead of spending all this money on cycle paths, when are we going to spend some on wheelchair paths? When I take my mum out in her wheelchair, we have to walk on the road to get past all the cars parked on the path. We were nearly run over earlier this week as we tried to cross Thunder Lane in Thorpe St Andrew, as you have to walk on the road to get past the cars parked on the path outside the hairdressers. You cannot get back onto the pavement as the dropped curb is round the corner on the main road. You also have to avoid the hedges which are growing over the pavements. Poor old mum has had many a hedge hit her in the face, so come on, local councils, build us a wheelchair path with no obstacles and a nice level surface."
Tony Meacock of Norwich finds the planning authorities somewhat lacking in consideration for local residents, and he writes, "I live close to the Dereham Road roundabout and found out about its closure from a friend. So the planning committee did not have the good manners to inform nearby residents of this. Also, their statement says it is being done during a school holiday as the traffic is lighter. This ignores the fact that Monday, May the 28th, is a bank holiday. So let's close the Cromer Road on a bank holiday. Could not this work be done overnight?"
Mike Davidson of Norwich is not impressed by a new retail outlet opening on St Stephen Street. He writes, "May I say how disappointed I was recently to see a new shop front on St Stephen's advertising the arrival of what I can only assume is a ghastly casino-style gambling retailer. Admiral advertise, 'Norwich, we are building something special.' In what way is this odious new enterprise special? Yet another temptation in the face of those many individuals who will not gamble responsibly. This is why these type of enterprises thrive. They don't want responsible gamblers, as they don't make much money out of them. It is truly disappointing to see this shaming gaming Norwich High Street development.